delicious
contrivance, conglomeration of tastes I've ever had. Hey, what happened when I was on the floor?
We got about four or five pledges, Lou. I think they're getting... why don't you get down on the floor again or something?
Not just now, Ollie.
201-266-7911.
All of those folks who called, by the way, are eligible for those pair of reserved Yankee seats to any home game except against the Boston Red Sox, which means you might get to see the
really,
Boston
though,
Athletics.
Why is that?
Well, because I guess Boston left there.
Yeah. Oh, person on, would you believe, on phone number one is asleep, taking a nap. Let's snore for us.
I'm bored. Come on, people.
Wouldn't you like to startle that person awake?
I'd be so thrilled.
With a telephone call? 201-266-7911. She's pledging her undying love to you.
I'm serious.
If you call, 201-266-7911.
By the way, the mystery East Orange poet is waiting out there.
By the way,
the mystery poet from East Orange is waiting out there to read his annual WFMU marathon poem.
Wow.
And that may be he right now.
We have all sorts of...
Hello,
WFMU, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Lou D'Antonio, please.
Yes, this is Lou D'Antonio.
Hello, Mr. D'Antonio.
Oh, it's you again. It's my friend from the mysterious East.
Yes, right. Thank you very much, sir.
And how are you this evening?
Excellent, excellent. I'd like to thank you very much for remembering me. I'm very pleased, and I want to pledge my support for WFMU.
Thank you.
I have a truckload of small birds, which I think are very valuable. I think maybe perhaps you could offer them to your listeners as incentive to give their money to you.
An entire truckload of small birds? I believe at the time he was a student somewhere. Yeah, he was hitting the books and would call just after studying for a philosophy exam. And then he kind of drifted away for 4 or 6 years. And then one evening, I get this phone call from this rather frantic voice who said he was in his dining room. And there was a meeting going on in another room in the house with some church elders. And then I was made to understand just what had transpired in this man's life. And can you hear me in there, John?
Afraid so.
Oh, he can hear me. He is a wayward man of the cloth from Glen Ridge, New Jersey. Did I get that right? And he also plays a guitar, and he brought some friends with him this evening. And I'm going to turn it over to him, and he's going to entertain you. And by the way, John, the number is 201-266-7911, and you can give that as many times as you want whenever.
266-7911. I think it's all working. I thank you, Doc, and reasonably pleased to be here. We thought we'd bring an element of spiritual music to uplift the marathon into meaningful spiritual fame. I'm here with my living room kind of singing partner, Nance Ann Small. We play for crowds of roaches and mice and things, not for human beings usually, but for the marathon, you pull out your stops, 266-7911, all you people in Glen Ridge with money, you call on in here. And we're going public, despite being amateurs, and we brought some friends along who are professionals, notably Peter Stample of the Holy Modal Rounders, the Unholy Modal Rounders, the Unromantics as of late, and possibly the TV Preachers. And his current, Peter plays fiddle, and he also plays banjo and has made 11 or 12 records that
13,
very few people...
13. 13 records that very few people...
A few heard. People bought, yes. And his current guitar partner, John Sherman, will be coming on later. Anyway, we want to do our first spiritually uplifting number for all you out there who feel you can't get really involved with the marathon because, despite the diverse and varied music played at FMU, you feel a dearth of country music. He was born in Oklahoma. His wife's named old Betty Lou Thelma Lynn. He's not responsible what he's doing. His mother made him what he is. He's an up against the wall redneck mother.
got that Advent Video Beam TV, where I can watch all them jiggly cheerleaders for the Cowboys and Oakland Raiders. And if I can't pick up no women's, I drop 22 quarters into the pinball machines. And I finish it off with a game of asteroids or possibly Space Invaders. Up against the wall.
Are the phones lighting up, or are we getting lots of money coming in on that one? I don't hear anything ringing out there.
Yeah.
Nothing, says Lou. Absolutely nothing. No response. We're going to have to change our style entirely. Another neglected portion of the listening audience. It's 266-7911. You can call in to pledge money because you like it. If you pledge even more money, we will stop. Especially looking to hear from Glenridge people, because I'm putting my professional reputation on the line by making a fool of myself over the airwaves. This is not what they trained me to do in seminary, and if you folks out there can't pledge $5, $10, $20 to keep a worthwhile radio station, thank you, somebody.
There's one.
It's from Glenridge, you holler out there. And,
is it from Glenridge? Is it a pledge?
Is it a pledge?
$5, okay. Dale?
We're getting to the...
Dale, oh, bless her heart. Okay, for Dale, we're going to do... another number.
How's Roy doing?
This is for all those dispossessed radio listeners who wonder, why can't I hear the good music I was hearing in coffee houses 18 years ago? And those who are asking themselves, whatever happened to the music of Richard Farina?
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing money in. Money from the old timers.
J-A-N? Jane.
I guess not. Nobody's claiming money. Nancy and I are just going to do one more number now, which is also a transitional number to further introduce you to Peter and to John. I'm not sure it's a proud claim, but I'd like to think that everything I know about singing I learned from Peter. I don't admit that to Helen Reddy, you know, when we run into one another. But one of the first songs I did with an old jug band many years ago was a song I think I first heard off of your first or second record, Peter.
Oh, that was the first record.
First record that was later copped by the Youngbloods and a lot of other people. It was written by a guy named Robin Romali, who, I guess he's macrobiotic and vegetarian and a general clean living person, who at the time was living in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
At the time, he was in a mental institution.
Pennsylvania mental institution. I thought he was chopping wood in Bucks County.
Well, he burned down a barn. He just wanted to see the fire.
I was going to say it's a good song to chop wood by, but it's also a good song to burn barns by.
He burned the barn and he got caught. And they said, well, either you can go to jail, you can go to a mental institution, you can go to high school in either place. And so he said he was crazy, and so he was sent to a mental institution, and he was chopping a tree on the mental institution when he wrote Euphoria.
Is that enough introduction to the song?
You bet.
It's key of C, Peter.
Oh, God. Oh, good.
That's my line, yes, sir.
Okay.
But just see what happens, huh?
All right.
Ma's downstairs, screeching in the kitchen, and Dad's in the living room, grousing and bitching. I'm out here, kicking the gong for Euphoria, Euphoria. When your mind starts wheeling and rocking, inside noises are squealing and sparking, and you're floating around on a belladonna cloud singing Euphoria. Union label, kicked his ears, rolled his eyes, whispered Euphoria. When your mind starts wheeling and walking, your inside voice starts wheeling and squawking, floating around on a crowd singing Euphoria. Bites gone, shouted Euphoria, Euphoria.
When your mind starts reeling and walking, inside voices squealing, floating around
on a belly on a cloud, singing Euphoria, Euphoria. Put my hat on my head, my feet on the ground, going down. I'm gonna get out of hand. I'm a red hot daddy in the promised land. When your heels and your toes start tapping, wings on your mind start flip flip flapping. Do what you do what you don't. Be what you be, don't be what you want now. Thank you, loyal listeners. Why don't you 266-7911 support the WFMU Marathon. We're going to do a switch around with instruments here, so somebody in the booth do something entertaining or provocative. Thank you.
Well, Mama's out trying to switching in the kitchen, and Daddy's in the living room a-grumbling and a-twitching, and I'm out here kicking a gong for you. Euphoria, your mind reeling and a-rocking, and your inside voicing, squealing and a-squawking, floating around some other kind of cloud singing.
Oh, baby, you're so soft.
Well, there's a man over yonder, arms beneath the table,
making faces at a union label. Tweaked his ear, rolled his eyes, and hollered, you will understand. Listen, you hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. Don't you know it's there at your command? Come on, people, now.
The phone number again is area code 201-266-7911. That's the call up and pledge your support in monetary terms for WFMU for the coming year. And that's if you've received any sort of pleasure whatsoever listening to us on the radio in the last year or so. You can consider yourself then a member in good standing of the WFMU family.
Erwin, the tuxedo liveried limousine is outside waiting to pick you and me up at midnight, so we have several recordings to give away as of yet, and we have Peter Stanfill and John Sherman waiting inside, so why don't we read off those names that you
had in
there?
A lot of names.
Let's give them some prizes.
Did you just hand me this one here? Oh, just... Okay, we got Judith Stausenberger. Got it right. Judith Stausenberger of Newark, New Jersey. Melissa Hayden of Glen Ridge, which is where
John McFadden hails from.
Glen Ridge. Okay, we also got one from Bloomfield, which is next town over. Dale Litvani from Bloomfield. Thank you, Dale and Melissa and Judith. Also, Andy Thornley of New York, New York, called up with a pledge. Somebody by the name of Mary Jane, simply Mary Jane, in Landing, New Jersey, called up. Thank you, Mary Jane.
That's Lake Kopatcong.
Out west there.
Landing, yeah. Lake Kopatcong.
Cheryl Kleinman of Morganville. Where's Morganville?
I have absolutely
Morganville,
no idea.
Morganville, New Jersey.
We have absolutely no idea.
Megan O'Toole.
Oh, I know where she's from.
She's from Lodi. And this was taken from her personal trust account in honor of the fact that she played XTC before. Megan O'Toole. I think she's about...
What, 4 months old?
2 months
and she's
old or
into
something.
XTC.
Right. Andrew Laufer of West Cornwall came down and placed $10 in our lap. Thank you, Andy. Peter Cipriano of Brooklyn, New York. Thank you, Peter. Raymond Roche.
Roche, our poet.
Our poet laureate, called up with a generous pledge. Sean Coughlin or Coughlin? Coughlin of Glen Ridge. Another one from Glen Ridge. Give me a second here on this one. John Domenico?
Spell it.
Gian Domenico, I think. Fred Gian Domenico. How's that?
Paisan? Great. It's close enough.
Fred Gian Domenico, or Domenico, John Domenico, whatever. Jersey City, New Jersey. That's where Colleen comes from.
Right.
Thank you, Fred. And Ed Warren, another one from Glen Ridge. Is a friend of yours, John? Ed Warren, okay. Thank you, Ed. Now, these people are in for the drawing... Four.
No More Dirty Deals, Johnny Van Zandt on Polydor.
Oh, we're going to draw one from here. Hold on. Shuffle up the cards. Would you shuffle these cards, my dear? 201-266-7911 is the phone number. And you can help participate in this tomfoolery. Here we go. A winner for the Johnny Van Zandt album.
Yep, No More Dirty Deals on
it's
Polydor.
It's Raymond Roche.
Number 15.
The poet. There you go, Ray.
I don't know, it's Brother Hoffman.
Prize number 15. Hopefully that will inspire you.
Okay, we got an Artie Traum and Pat Alger on Rounder from the Heart.
Melissa Hayden of Glen Ridge. We got a winner from Glen Ridge there.
That's prize number 28.
Prize number 28.
Okay, one more.
For you, Melissa. And the next one is?
The ECM Sampler Volume 8 by various artists on the ECM Warner label. Mm-hmm.
For somebody with cultivated tastes, what do we have here? We got Mary Jane.
Number 84.
Mary Jane out in Landing. You won a record. We couldn't play her request, but she won an album anyway. What number is that?
84.
84.
All right, what say we give away the Yankee tickets now?
Give away the phone number one more time.
It's 201-266-7911.
What happened with Valenzuela, though, by the way? What happened with Valenzuela?
I don't know. I've been listening to the marathon.
No final on the Met game. Okay. You want to give away... Describe the prize.
It's two reserve seats to any Yankee home game with the exception of Boston Red Sox games or promotional days, as you said, strap day.
Both of which tend to be very violent affairs.
Yes, they're ugly.
You don't want to be there.
And by the way, the number which someone just dialed is 201-266-7911. And who wins the two Yankee tickets?
Winner is...
There's no number for that, right?
For the Yankee tickets.
The winner is Andrew Laufer.
Andrew Laufer.
He's sitting right behind you.
651. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Andy. What's the number on that?
651.
651. Okay. Oh, you just heard 5 seconds. That was your ration of dead air for today. We also have a new total, which is creeping up there. I don't think, unless a member of the Rockefeller family calls up in the next hour, we're not going to hit 10,000 by midnight. We've got 9,241.
Hi, out there. We're going to play some we aren't going to tell you anything. We're just going to play music. 1, 2, 3, 4. From Cajun Town, looking for some action. Found a Polish bar there where polka's the attraction. Asked a band if he could try to play his fiddle with them. Though he was a Cajun, he loved that polka rhythm. As he played, a girl danced by. Something seemed to start then. Golden hair and blue eyed. Won his heart. Then in the break he spoke to her. When the dance was over, he walked her home in the moonlight and said, please be my lover. She said, I'm a city girl, you are a backwoodsman, but I'll run away with you and do the best that I can. They set out for Cajun Town through the swamps at midnight. Pierre pulled the bureau and Helen held the flashlight. Cried Pierre, come out, everybody, make my new bride welcome. We're gonna have a party. Helen Joe, the polka step to the Cajun dance band. That is how the polka came to the Cajun swamp land. Going where there's no depression. Okay. Get into a Carter family song. Carter, what's her name that wrote that does seven year itch? 7 year. What is it?
7 year itch.
Roseanne Cash. Yeah, right. Okay, she's right. Well, she's the daughter. She's the mother. She's the daughter of the woman who recorded this song. No, she's the daughter of the daughter of the woman who wrote the Book of Love. And we're going to do it now. This is a Carter Family song from the early 30s called I'm Going Where There's No Depression. As in way to go. Right. I'm going where... Wait a minute. Right. I'm going where there's no depression to a lovely land. It's free and fair. I'll leave this world a trial and danger. My home's in heaven. I'm going there. For fear the hearts of men are failing in these our latter days, I know the Great Depression now is spread. God's will declared
it will be so. I'm going where there's no depression. Sickness, no starvation, there'll be no dying, be no dead. I'm going where there's no depression, to a lovely land, it's free and fair. I'll leave this world, trial and danger, my home's in heaven, I'm going there. My home's in heaven, I'm going there.
You bet.
The big New York stations. So I hope you all call area 201-266-7911. 266-7911. Make your pledge WFMU. Pete and John will keep right on playing. And once in a while, mention the phone number.
Sure. Could I have another wine? I just kicked my glass over.
No, you didn't. A stranger did that.
Oh, well, that's comforting. Okay, we're going to do a song written by a friend of mine named John Parrott. He's from Memphis, and he went back to Memphis, and he was in Hoboken. He was living in Hoboken, but he got these two, him and his wife got these two little a girl and a boy, and they decided that they didn't want to raise their kids in Hoboken, so they went back down south. And he wrote this song, and it's called Screaming Industrial Breakdown. It's a pat on the back towards industrialism.
All right.
Oh, this isn't right. Yeah. Okay. One, two, three, four. Underneath the highway, hunt is part of the day. Send in the chemical smell and all the boys, and listen to the boys all say. We're all working in the factory, wondering if we can make it through a 40-hour week. Grinding it double time, overtime, any time, barely got enough to eat. We make pollock, pepper, fuel, honey, chlorine, pure polyurethane, synthetic rubbers for tires. Artificial flavor is full of carcinogens, never ever had to retire. We're all working in the factory, wonder if we can make through 40-hour week. Gotta get overtime, anytime, overtime, gotta live. For lunch, we eat potato chips, Mrs. Quack sandwiches, drink a lot of Coca-Cola too. Smoke a lot of cigarettes and other stuff like that, wondering what the hell to do. We're all working in the factory, wondering if we can make through 40-hour week. Trying to get double time, overtime, anytime, barely got enough to eat. All the officers dirty names. Cute little secretaries running in a big hurry. Later on, we do the same. We're all working in a factory barn. And if we can make it through 40-hour week, trying to get double time, overtime, any time, barely got enough to eat. We got a hospital
medical benefits and insurance plans to take every penny we make. If you're stopping by, don't stop and say hi, but stick around for heaven's sake. You'll be working in the factory wondering if you can make it through 40-hour week. Try to get double time, overtime, and time, barely got enough to eat. The Vidoc singing in the bullshit, wondering if we'll get fired. So we don't get our benefits, we don't care, that we'll never ever have to retire. We're all in the factory, wondering if we can make it through 40-hour week. Trying to earn double time, overtime, end time, barely got enough to you. I hear Jubal. Right. Here's a pop tune from 1865. It really is. This was a number in the top 10. The day Lincoln got shot, this was like number 3 with a bullet. Ha ha ha. It was written by a black man, actually, and it a song called "Year of Jubilo." It survived largely as a fiddle tune. Oh. I'm conducting an experiment. Since the station is trying to hustle money to keep itself alive, I'm going to completely get in the way of everything by explaining that record you heard by me and Weber, well, it's for sale. And I'm selling personally autographed copies. Yes, I will write anything you want on this album cover and sign it Love and Kisses or anything else appropriate. And for only $6, yes, you can get the Stanfill and Weber record on the Rounder label. 19 songs, 42 minutes of wonderful music with great liner notes inside. Surely a collector's item because the first printing was only 10,000 copies. And to get this wonderful record, you send to Peter Stampfell, 33 Green Street. That's 33 Green with an E at the end. He was a general in the Revolutionary War. Green was, that's what the street's named after. New York City, 10013. What's the phone number here?
W201
is the area code.
266.
We're getting closer now.
7911.
Pledge your money to a station that truly deserves it. Oh, brothers, can you see a master with a mustache on his face? The Yankees come, they whoop his ass, he gotta leave this place. The Yankees come, ha ha! And the massa go ho ho. We're gonna have a jubilation in the year of Jubilo. Let's go home.
The phone number again is 201-266-7911. I'm depressed because the phones haven't rung. And I'm, if the phones don't... take two. Take it, guys.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, what do you want?
Take it, guys. Someone handed me a note. It says reintroduce the group. Just doing my job.
I'm Peter Stanfield. That's John Sherman. Soon we'll have a bass player and a drummer and a flugelhorn and Pentagon. And boy, will we kick. We're going to do an old-timey song called Riley the Furniture Man. You're a white man, wet as driven snow. You know, pay Mr. Riley, he'll take your furniture sure. Riley, be here, got my furniture gone. Riley came to my house, and he came and rung my bell, and he says he wants my Take your furniture short, right? I've been here, got my furniture. Riley never dances, Riley never sings. Riley gets his pleasure out of repossessing your things. Riley, I've been here, got my furniture. Ain't no difference here, white man. But as driven snow, you don't pay Mr. Riley, you'll take your furniture, Riley, get my furniture, and gone, and gone. Two six six seven nine one one. If you truly care about music that goes beyond a rather tiny playlist and kind of insignificant temporal space, well,
see what?
Then you must boogie to your telephone. I say boogie to your telephone and call up here and pledge some money to. Sustain your interests, help your fellow man, be true to your school. This is a song written in the same year I was born, Aka 1938. And it's written by Ray Noble, who had a big band in the 1930s when he was hanging out in England. Start with the words, or do we start with instrumental?
Instrumental. Great. Good. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Peter, can you hear me out there?
Sure.
We want to give away that T-shirt.
Oh.
So would you make one last fervent plea for us? And give the phone number. And say hello to Bob Fass.
Hi, Bob Fass.
And thank everyone for listening.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
And we're going to hear your swan song. We're going to go into the, well, not your swan song.
Give my duck call.
You give your duck call, and then we're going to go into the phone room. But would you make a pitch for this? Look at this lovely T-shirt.
Holy.
It's upside down, isn't it? Holy moly.
Mari Krishna, Mother of God, what a T-shirt.
Look at that.
Boy, I would kill my left nut for that T-shirt.
It's designed by Jim Coleman, who's sitting right
there. With a
pleasure.
I swear to God, that T-shirt is perhaps the most fantastic object I've seen since King Kong, since the B-1, maybe even. It's really...
And it's been autographed by you, John Sherman, John McFadden, and Bob Fass. And we're going to give it away for the first $25 pledge.
Oh, you lucky pleasure. Boy, well, your grandparents, I mean, your grandchildren will bless the day that you elected to contribute $25 for that priceless...
Tell the lucky pleasure the phone number here.
766?
No.
201. 201. 266. Okay. 7911.
266-791.
266-791.
201-266-7911.
Boy. Can we prevail upon you for just one more?
One more song. Boy, what should we do? Well, the last one for the time being.
While the band is deciding what their last number will be, we'll give you our number. It's 201-266-7911.
This song needs to be introduced... and it was called Perhaps the Desert Song,
And this song we're going to do, this last song, is from the Desert Song, and this movie scene is possibly one of the most magnificently amazing scenes ever to occur on the silver screen. And this song was being sung by a crowd of perhaps 100 Hollywood actors done up in 1930s brilliantine hair and Pendleton mustaches, dressed up like Arabs on matching white Arabian stallions, swinging swords, and going across the screen singing this song, the riff song. You see, this was an Arabian song sung by these hundreds of guys from Hollywood trying to be Arabs on their matching. It's just a 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's what people see as we were riding home. It's the time you feel the behind. And these riffs are abroad. I go home before you bitten the sword. Oh, as the sound it comes from on you. Oh, in the night or early morning. If you're the red shadows fall, the rest will strike you a blow.
John Sherman, one of my all-time favorites, a Nelson Eddy song, for heaven's sake.
He's the best.
This is the WFMU fundraising marathon. And
they didn't even get bus fare to come on down here and perform.
Right.
And I for free.
I think they gave up a gig, too, tonight to play.
Very possible.
Let's give some stuff away in the remaining
moments. Okay, the only other name I have is Don Lane, who has been a loyal listener for years and years. Thank you very much, Don. Don's in Montclair, and he pledged.
That's wonderful.
Quack! Disgusting. Disgusting.
Eleemosynary.
Eleemosynary. Eleemosynary. Eel. Like, you know, eel.
Starco.
Knows. Duck is still here.
I know, but I'm not going to tell.
You know, I think you should crowd in close to me and sit near this microphone. I think that in this marathon situation, not all of the equipment is working as well as I would like it to because of probably my incompetence. Which is extraordinary.
Helpful to have that little thing, or I hate to ruin my hairdo, but I really...
I heard a telephone ring. Someone is calling up to give us $30. Because they know.
Okay.
Now, that demonstrates their smartness.
They're answering the question.
They are answering the question. We'll charge them $30. You know, take their name, and the hit squad will be over to collect. Now, we're not really taking pledges anymore. We are actually sending people out to your home, whether or not you pledge. This is a serious marathon, friends. Peter Stamfel is sitting around waiting to sing another song.
Yes, I am that. You wanted to hear... that great old Charlie Poole song. It was actually written before Charlie Poole even recorded. Moving Day.
Oh, I do.
And,
It has that wonderful line about if you can't pay the rent.
Yeah, yeah. This is a song that I wonder how many of you people out there have ever heard, because everybody I know, whenever they move, you know, have to move their home.
Cindy must.
They always say, "I had to move." And this song was going in my head for 3 days while I was moving. It's called "Moving Day." It's a very moving song. Her landlord said this morning to me, give me your key, cause this rent ain't free. I can't live on nothing, you see. Pack up your clothes and skidoo. You, I've been waiting till my bill comes home. He's behind it from the honeycomb. He said that he'd never ever give me up on this morning, because it's moving day. Moving day. Rip the carpet off the floor. Get on your overcoat, get out the door, cause it's moving day. Pack up your clothes and get away. If you can't pay your rent, gotta live in a tent, because it's moving day. Our rent's been due since the middle of May. What can I say? Going away. Gas my Ford up, live it today. Get on the road and I'll go. Come and get me, Mr. Landlord Man. True fine mama, take me by the hand. I'll be going back to Dixieland this morning, because it's moving day. Off the floor, get on your overcoat, get out the door, cause it's moving day. As if you're four, get away. If you can't pay your rent, gotta live under the tent, because it's moving day.
So
let's go in the shower first. We're going to take great chances here and do these songs that were made up by a couple of mobs of people. The first one's called Crying in the Shower. It was made up by myself, Peter Stanfill, and Antonia and Bessie Wolheim and Mark Bingham. In 15 minutes flat while we're waiting for an Italian meal to come. Someone said, I was talking about Crying in the Shower, and I said, Crying in the Shower, it's not like a great country song. And so we wrote this.
Thank you.
my tears flow endlessly. Crying in the shower. We're going to do a last and final song here.
Don't let him out.
Random
Don't let him out. Lock those doors.
Huh?
We're holding Peter Stamfel for a ransom.
Huh? Hey, come on. I'm too,
You're lucky you still got your kneecaps. Now play.
All right. This song is about murder and crazy strangers that are going to kill you. And me and everybody. One, two, three. Bob, you scumbag, you know, douchebag, you know, blah, 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 and well, gee, Bill, you. And they would just insult each other in this worked out in advance way, and it was embarrassing and awful.
Terrible.
Yeah, well, it's like the old kind of humor where they used to, like, beat people. You know, like, the guy would come with a stick, and he'd hit somebody over the head, and then everyone would go, ho, ho, ho. I mean, like it's like, it goes back to, like, drawing and quartering, like, entertainment. Let's go see the hanging. Let's see the guy get hanged. The witch can drown it. She deserves it. I hope she dies good, you know.
Let's go out and kick a whale.
right here. That's not funny. I mean, that's terrible humor.
Well, well, then again, like, whatever makes people laugh, you know, you can say, well, a lot of people are very miserable people. They're very sad. They had a lot of hurt and pain. And if they laugh at something that'll make someone else cry, well, nevertheless, if it doesn't hurt him, like, I guess Minnie Pearl isn't hurting when she, like, in Dolly Parton, doesn't seem to mind telling jokes about her body.
She doesn't?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she just feels it's
always
been,
bad.
You know, commercial and adaptive. Maybe she, well, look, she's had to learn to live with her big tits since she was like 11, 12, 13, and she's, obviously she's a person who can adjust very well. I mean, Dolly Parton is a monstrously sane human being.
She certainly is, yeah.
You know, besides being apparently like a
but
real sweetheart.
It's like, you look at, I know, you know, this isn't really my image. it was in a wonderful, wonderful movie called The Year of the Woman. Did you ever see that?
No.
It just opened and closed in some little place. But there was a, she said that she, it was an interview with Dolly Parton. And she said that it was like you took an elephant, this enormous, great, noble beast, and you dressed it up in all of these circus trappings and you made it dance on its hind legs. You know, it's like you took something that was practically a force of nature.
Yes.
And
yes.
You turned it into a, you know,
Cupid doll,
right, yeah.
So it can get across to more people. More people can identify with a Cupid doll than they can with a force of nature.
Who says so?
I mean, if you lay,
how often is a force of nature laid out there as a force of nature?
Infrequently.
Well, I mean,
Mount Helens.
Marlon Brando.
Krakatoa. Bruce Springsteen.
Right. And Bob Dylan.
He used to be a force of nature. Marilyn Monroe.
Kinky yep. Friedman. Peter Stampfel. See, people go for good stuff if they get a chance. Like WFMU.
My last record sold 11,300 copies.
It's a lot of people, man.
Yeah, it's better.
And you know how many people they played it for?
Huh?
How many? Each of those 11,300 people probably played it for all of their best friends, right?
And they brought over their tape recorders and took tapes. And, so,
right, yes, yes. Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's a lot
that's
more
true.
Than 11,000.
Sure.
It's probably more like the number of people who are out there who haven't called yet, who are waiting.
Well, what are they waiting for?
No, I feel very bad. I feel like we must be
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Part of the joy.